Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back
for Get ready for the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods.
I hold a copy of John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath, while in this hand I hold a copy of the Dallas Morning News. Increased in every effort of the great owners was directed at repression. The money was spent for arms, for gas, to protect the great holdings, and spies were sent out to catch the murmurings of revolt so that it might be stamped out. And in Chiapas, rebels used NAFTA as a tool to recruit peasants. Zapatista rebels hiding in the mountains are trying to win new recruits by denouncing the North American Free Trade Agreement. California belonged to Mexico and its land to Mexicans, but they could not resist because they wanted nothing in the world as fanatically as the Americans wanted land. And the rich people have ranches of 10,000 acres, and the peasants do not have one square meter. The tenant system won't work anymore. One man on a tractor can take the place of 12 or 14 families. You'll have to get off the land. The plows will go through your dooryard. And an incredible number of people will be displaced and head for Mexico City or the United States. A way of life is ending. Cropland isn't for little guys anymore. We have no highways. We have no services. We have no factories. We farm with picks and with shovels. And the great owners formed associations for protection. And they met to discuss ways to intimidate, to kill, and to gas. And always they were in fear of a principal, 300,000. If they were to ever move under 1 liter, that would be the end. 300,000, hungry and miserable. If they were to ever know themselves, the land would be theirs. And all the gas, all the rifles, all the bombs of the world would not stop them. And the reforms have been set in motion, a process that will eliminate a significant number of farmers. And one man, one family driven from the land. I lost my land. A single tractor took my land. I am alone. And in the night, one family camps in a ditch, and another family pulls in. Two men squat on their hams. Here is a note, you who hate change and fear revolution. Keep these men apart. Make them hate, fear, suspect each other. For here I lost my land as chains, and the danger is here. For two men are not as lonely and perplexed as one. And from this first we, there grows a still more dangerous thing. I have a little food, plus I have no food. And if from this problem the solution is we have a little food, then the movement has direction. And this is the beginning. This is the thing to bomb. This is the beginning from I to we. 'Cause I ain't got no home. just a rambling round. I work when I can get it. I roam from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever you may go. And I ain't got no hope in this world anymore. Changing the I to we. We ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Got no home, I'm just roaming round, just a wandering worker, and I go from town to town. The police make it hard wherever I may go, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I'm traveling down that road, so many have gone before, 100,000 workers along the ocean shore. Rich man took my home, he drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and my sisters are stranded on the road, highway marked with blood where a million feet have trod. The gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I laid into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. How many a working man is nothing but a slave? A slave he'll be till they lay him in his grave. You pray in your church and you beg at a rich man's door, and you ain't got no home in this world anymore. Yes, sir, you know that's sure the truth, for near everywhere you go, riding freight trains round over the country, see folks are stranded alongside of the road. Don't know where they're going, they don't know what they're supposed to do. They'd like to do their part to keep the old world a-going, but they ain't got no home in the world anymore. I ain't got no home, I'm just roaming around. I'm just a wandering worker and I go from town to town. The police make it hard wherever I may go, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Well, happy birthday, Woody. 100 years for Woody Guthrie. Here on Out of the Woods, we're going to be paying tribute for a good portion of the show tonight. And that, of course, is I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore. And that comes from the new set called Selections from the Woody Guthrie Centennial Collection that Smithsonian Folkways just put out. I only have a little tiny sampler of it, unfortunately. They didn't send the whole thing out to the radio folks, but I'm going to leave this here for everybody else at the radio station to play with. Yes, indeed. Great stuff. And we started things off tonight, one from Chris Chandler from his Stark Raving Chandler CD that he did many years ago with Amanda Stark called Generica. And another version of the same with a bit of a rant from Chris, which he's really famous for. So there you have it. You're listening to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkert. We'll be with you till 9 o'clock local time if you're listening here live on a Friday night. Any other time, you're listening to The Global Voice or maybe Bob FM. So welcome aboard, everybody. I'm back after a week of vacation, which was nice and relaxing. And thank DJ Frederick for spinning the show for us last week. We had a pre-recorded show, so thanks again for that. And Fred did have a request, which is going to come up not this set, but the following set. And so I know he wants to hear that. So stay tuned, Fred. It's coming. A lot of folks in recent years have been taking some of Woody's lyrics and putting them to their own tunes and whatnot. Nora Guthrie's been kind of involved with that process on a couple of the ones I'm going to play for you. But first, we're going to play one from the new CD called New Multitudes that Jay Ferrer put out with Anders Osborne, Will Johnson, and Yim Yames. Came out on Rounder last year, I think it was, or earlier this year. But going to play the title track from it right now, which is Woody Guthrie lyrics here for you. New Multitudes on Out of the Woods.
Give me my new multitudes. Give me my new multitudes. Gonna win my battle for peace. Gotta have new multitudes. Give me my new multitudes. My new multitudes. Gonna build my world over. Gotta have new multitudes. Give me my new multitudes. Give me my new multitudes. Let's multiply. Gotta have new multitudes. Give me my new multitudes. Gonna fill my world with love. Gotta have new multitudes. Give me my new multitudes. Give me my new multitudes. Gonna move this generation. It's cold and you can't find another way, but
thing, and I will love until I find a place that I can stay.
I lived in a place called Overskee, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, ain't nobody that can sing like me, ain't nobody that can sing like me. She said, it's hard for me to see how one little boy got so ugly. Yes, my little girlie, that might be, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. We walked down by the Buckeye Creek to see the froggy, the goggle-eyed bee, to hear that west wind whistle to the east. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. My little girlie, will you let me see way over yonder where the wind blows free? Nobody can see in our holler tree, and there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Her mama cut a switch from a cherry tree and laid it on to she and me. Stung lots worse than a hive of bees, but there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Now I've walked a long, long ways, still look back to my tanglewood days. I've led lots of girls since then to stray. Saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me.
crops are all in, and the peaches are rotting, and oranges are packed in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to that Mexico border to take all their money way back again. My father's own father, he waded in that river. He took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come work in the fruit trees. They rode the big trucks till they lay down and died. Goodbye to my wand. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride a big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal, all are not wanted. Work contracts out, we've got to move on. 600 miles to that Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. We die in your hills, we die in your deserts. Die in your armies, we die on your plains. We die neath your trees, and we die neath those bushes. Both sides of that river, we die just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. Won't have a name when you ride a big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Fireball of lightning shook all our hills. These friends, they're dying like dry leaves. Radio says they're just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? Fall like dry leaves and rot on my topsoil. Be known by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. All they will call you will be deportee.
holiday jumping on a train, in a boxcar in the rain, under one big sky, wipes the dust out of his eye. He's out here seeking truth, his guitar's cutting loose, a dust bowl stray on a ribbon of highway. Oh, 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 he's an Okie locomotive rider, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of this land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man. Under California skies, Okies were broken or just getting by. In the orchard round the radio, there's a voice there that's giving him hope. He's an Okie locomotive rider, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of his land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man. He wrote songs out on Coney Isle that made his children and Pete Seeger smile. Songs for workers and the Grand Coulee Dam, for soldiers of war and for old Uncle Sam. Oh, he's an Okie locomotive rider, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of this land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man. Born in the old dust bowl, a red dirt cowboy with a childlike soul. From New York to the Rio Grande, he kept on singing all the way to California. This land is your land.
Okie locomotive rider,
singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of his land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody Guthrie working man. He's a no-kill, motor pilot, singing, thinking, freedom fighter, sketching lyric pictures of his land. He's a poet, picker, writer, painter, mystic, prophet, entertainer, Woody
Ellis Paul for you here on Out of the Woods. Woody Guthrie, Working Man, from his CD The Hero in You, which is his most recent one, came out last year. Really nice stuff there. Yes, Woody Guthrie, July the 14th, 1912, and 100 years old tomorrow, if you're listening live. And yes, long gone, but we're celebrating his birthday. We hope, Woody, you're having a great birthday wherever you happen to be out there in the ether. But yes, indeed, a legend to many. And we're paying tribute to him mostly through cover songs. It's very difficult to choose cover songs. There's so many Woody Guthrie covers in the world that I figured I would just play a lot of my favorites and songs that would typically fit the feel of my show anyway here on Out of the Woods. So we also had for you there Richard Schindel doing Woody's Deportee, playing Wreck at Los Gatos, going back to his South of Delia CD, and three tracks that were made up from Woody Guthrie lyrics that Woody had written evidently once he could no longer perform. He still wrote a lot of stuff, and Nora Guthrie, who was in charge of the Woody Guthrie archive, helped out some of these folks with finding the lyrics and allowing them to make the songs out of them. We heard one from Billy Bragg and Wilco, also Natalie Merchant helping Billy Bragg on the harmony vocals there with Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key, going back to the first Mermaid Avenue CD. And that song was also done more recently, well, not really more recently, but recently released on Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer's Little Blue Egg CD. And I've played that fairly recently, and we'll have to play that again in the not too distant future, because that is also such a great version. I had originally chosen that version, but my friend Greg asked for the Billy Bragg one. So there you go, Greg, that's for you. Jonathan Brook in there as well, a similar theme. Nora Guthrie helped out on that one as well. We heard Little Bird from Jonathan Brook's CD, The Works. And started off from the New Multitude CD from Jay Ferrer, Anders Osborne, Will Johnson, and Yim Yames. We heard, of course, New Multitudes. If you want to get in touch tonight, if you're listening live and local here, 526-3494 is the number to call. If you're listening online at any other time, such as the Global Voice or Bob FM, outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com is the email. So please shoot me a note. I'd love to hear from you. All right, we're going to keep it going right now. This one's going to have a request in here for DJ Frederick as well, right after we play one from Woody. Going to take this from the Dust Bowl Ballads album, and here's Do Re Mi for you on Out of the Woods.
Lots of folks back east, they say's leaving home every day, beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. You want to buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
There's this book coming out, and they asked me to write something about Woody. Sort of like, what does Woody Guthrie mean to you in 25 words? And I couldn't do it. I wrote out 5 pages, and I have it here. It's a, have it here by accident, actually. but I'd like to say this out loud. So, you can sort of roll along with this thing here. This is called Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie. When your head gets twisted and your mind grows numb, when you think you're too old, too young, too smart, or too dumb, when you're lagging behind and losing your pace in a slow motion crawl or life's busy race, no matter what you're doing, if you start giving up, if the wine don't come to the top of your cup, if the wind got you sideways with one hand holding on and the other starts slipping and the feeling is gone, and your train engine fire needs a new spark to catch it, and the wood's easy finding, but you're lazy to fetch it, and your sidewalk starts curling, and the street gets too long, and you start walking backwards, though you know that it's wrong, and lonesome comes up as down goes the day, and tomorrow's morning seems so far away, and you feel the reins from your pony are slipping, and your rope is a-sliding because your hands are dripping, and your sun-desert and evergreen valleys turn to broken-down slums and trash can alleys, and your sky cries water, and your drain pipes are pouring, and the lightning's a-flashing, and the thunder's a-crashing, and the windows are rattling and breaking, and the rooftops are shaking, and your whole world's a-slamming and banging. And your minutes of sun turn to hours of storm, and to yourself you sometimes say, I never knew it was going to be this way. Why didn't they tell me the day I was born? And you start getting chills, and you're jumping from sweat, and you're looking for something you ain't quite found yet. And you're knee-deep in dark water with your hands in the air, and the whole world's watching with a window peak stare. And your good gal leaves, and she's long gone a-flying, and your heart feels sick like fish when they're frying. And your jackhammer falls from your hands to your feet, but you need it badly, and it lays on the street. And your bell's banging loudly, but you can't hear its beat. And you think your ears might have been hurt, or your eyes have turned filthy from the sight binding dirt. And you figured you failed in yesterday's rush, and you were faked out and fooled while facing a four flush, and all the time you're holding three queens. It's making you mad, it's making you mean, like in the middle of Life magazine, bouncing around a pinball machine. And there's something on your mind that you want to be saying, that somebody someplace ought to be hearing. But it's trapped on your tongue, sealed in your head, and it bothers you badly when you're laying in bed. And no matter how you try, you just can't say it, and you're scared to your soul you just might forget it. And your eyes get sunny from the tears in your head, and your pillows of feathers turn to blankets of lead, and the lion's mouth opens, and you're staring at his teeth, and his jaws start closing with you underneath, and you're flat on your belly with your hands tied behind, and you wish you'd never taken that last detour sign. You say to yourself, just what am I doing? On this road I'm walking, on this trail I'm turning. On this curve I'm hanging, on this pathway I'm strolling, in the space I'm taking, in this air I'm inhaling. Am I mixed up too much? Am I mixed up too hard? Why am I walking? Where am I running? What am I saying? What am I knowing on this guitar I'm playing? On this banjo I'm freeling? On this mandolin I'm strumming? In a song I'm singing? In a tune I'm humming? In the words that I'm thinking? In the words I'm writing? In this ocean of hours I'm all the time drinking? Who am I helping? What am I breaking? What am I giving? What am I taking? But you try with your whole soul best never to think these thoughts, and never to let them kind of thoughts gain ground or make your heart pound. But then again, you know when they're around, just waiting for a chance to slip and drop down. Because sometimes you hear them in the nighttime come creeping, and you fear they might catch you sleeping. And you jump from your bed from the last chapter of dreaming, and you can't remember for the best of your thinking if that was you in a dream that was screaming. And you know that's something special you're needing. You know there's no drug that'll do for the healing, and no liquor in the land to stop your brain from bleeding. You need something special. You need something special, all right. You need a fast-flying train on a tornado track to shoot you someplace and shoot you back. You need a cyclone wind on a steam engine howler that's been banging and booming and blowing forever that knows your troubles 100 times over. You need a greyhound bus that don't bar no race and won't laugh at your looks, your voice, or your face, and by any number of bets in the book will be rolling long after the bubblegum craze. You need something to open up a new door to show you something you've seen before but overlooked 100 times or more. You need something to open your eyes. You need something to make it known that it's you and no one else that owns that spot that you're standing, that space that you're sitting, that the world ain't got you beat. It ain't got you licked. It can't get you crazy, no matter how many times you might get kicked. You need something special, all right. You need something special to give you hope. But hope's just a word that maybe you said, maybe you heard on some windy corner around a wide-angle curve. But that's what you need, man, and you need it bad. And your trouble is you know it too good, because you look and you start getting the chills, because you can't find it on a dollar bill. And it ain't on Macy's windowsill. And ain't on real rich kid's roadmap, and ain't made in no fat kid's fraternity house, and ain't made in no Hollywood wheat germ, and ain't on that dim-lit stage with that half-wit comedian on it, ranting and raving and taking your money, and you think it's funny. Now you can't find it neither in no nightclub, no yacht club, and it ain't in the seats of a supper club, and sure as hell you're bound to tell, no matter how hard you rub, you just ain't gonna find it on your ticket stub. No, it ain't in the rumors people are telling you, and ain't in the pimple lotion people are selling you, and ain't in the cardboard box house or down any movie star's blouse, and you can't find it on the golf course. And Uncle Remus can't tell you, and neither can Santa Claus. And ain't in the cream puff hairdo or cotton candy clothes. Ain't in the dime store dummies and bubblegum goons. And ain't in the marshmallow noises of the chocolate cake voices that come knocking and tapping and Christmas rapping, saying, ain't I pretty and ain't I cute? Look at my skin. Look at my skin shine. Look at my skin glow. Look at my skin laugh. Look at my skin cry when you can't even sense if they got any insides, these people so pretty in their ribbons and bows. Now you'll not now or no other day find it on the doorsteps made of paper mache, and inside with the people made of molasses that every other day buy a new pair of sunglasses. And ain't in the 50-star generals and flipped out phonies who turn you in for a tenth of a penny, who breathe and burp and bend and crack, and before you can count from 1 to 10, do it all over again, but this time behind your back, my friend. The ones that wheel and deal and whirl and twirl and play games with each other in the sandbox world. You can't find it either in the no-talent fools that run around gallant and make all the rules for the ones that got talent. And ain't the ones that ain't got any talent but think they do and think they're fooling you. The ones that jump on the wagon just for a while because they know it's in style. To get the kicks, get out of it quick, and make all kinds of money and chicks. And you yell to yourself and you throw down your hat saying, Christ, do I got to be like that? Ain't there no one here that knows where I'm at? Ain't there no one here that knows how I feel? Good God Almighty, that stuff ain't real. No, but that ain't your game. It ain't your race. You can't hear your name. You can't see your face. You got to look some other place. And where do you look for this hope that you're seeking? Where do you look for this lamp that's burning? Where do you look for this oil well gushing? Where do you look for this candle that's glowing? Where do you look for this hope that you know is there and out there somewhere? And your feet can only walk down two kinds of roads. Your eyes can only look through two kinds of windows. Your nose can only smell two kinds of hallways. You can touch and twist and turn two kinds of doorknobs. You can either go to the church of your choice or you go to Brooklyn State Hospital. You find God in the church of your choice. You find Woody Guthrie in Brooklyn State Hospital. And though it's only my opinion, I may be right or wrong, you find them both in Grand Canyon, sundown.
I'm out here 1,000 miles from my home, walking a road other men have gone down. I'm seeing your world of people and things. You're paupers and peasants and princes and kings. Hey, hey, Woody Guthrie, I wrote you a song about a funny old world that's a-coming along. Seems sick and it's hungry, it's tired and it's torn. It looks like it's a-dying and it's hardly been born. Hey, Woody Guthrie, but I know that you know all the things that I'm a-saying and a-many times more. I'm a-singing you yeah, this song, but I can't sing enough, 'cause there's not many men who've done the things that you've done. Here's to Cisco and Sonny and Leadbelly too, and to all the good people that traveled with you. Here's to the hearts and the hands of the men that come with the dust and are gone with the wind. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I could leave today. Somewhere down the road someday, the very last thing that I'd want to do is to say I've been hitting some hard traveling too.
I just blowed in and I got them Dust Bowl blues. I just blowed in and I got them Dust Bowl blues. I just blowed in and I'll blow back out again. I guess you've heard about every kind of blues. I guess you've heard about every kind of blues. But when the dust gets high, you can't even see the sky. I've seen the dust so black that I couldn't see a thing. I've seen the dust so black that I couldn't see a thing. And the wind so cold, boy, it nearly cut your water off. I seen the wind so high that it blowed my fences down. I seen the wind so high that it blowed my fences down. Buried my tractor 6 feet underground. Well, it turned my farm into a pile of sand. Yes, it turned my farm into a pile of sand. I had to hit that road road with a bundle in my hand. I spent 10 years down in that old dust bowl. I spent 10 years down in that old dust bowl. When you get that dust pneumonia, boy, it's time to go. I had a gal and she was young and sweet. I had a gal and she was young and sweet. But a dust storm buried her 1,600 feet. She was a good gal, long, tall, and stout. Yes, she was a good gal, long, tall, and stout. I had to get a steam shovel just to dig my darling out. These dusty blues are the dustiest ones I know. These dusty blues are the dustiest ones I know. Buried head over heels in the black old dust, I had to pack up and go, and I just blowed in, and I'll soon blow out again.
Woody Guthrie, there for you folks once again here from the Dust Bowl Blues album, of course, Dust Bowl Blues. And that is definitely one of my favorite albums, and I believe it was his most successful one as well. And also the sound quality is a lot better than a lot of the old field recordings, but great stuff. A little bit of the hillbilly vibe on that one. Bob Dylan in there. We heard Song to Woody from the recently released Best of the Original Mono recordings. I actually like how that sounds better than the other version. Nice stuff. And going out to DJ Frederick, we had Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie from the Bootleg Series, Volumes 1 through 3, Rare and Unreleased, 1961 to 1991. And that was a 1961 track that he recorded back, I believe that was a 1961 track. Song to Woody was. I'll have to check on that. I got those two mixed up in my head. But Woody may have been still living when that one was done. And started off the set, Woody once again, with Do Re Mi, also from Dust Bowl Ballads. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Culkard. We missed a break, so we're going to get it right now for you, and we'll be right back after this.